Your speaker in this lesson is Larry Acuff.
In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul said, "Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preached unto you, which you have received, wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you. I deliver to you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, how that He was buried and raised again the third day according to the Scriptures." When you and I began to read the book of Acts, chapter number 2, we see that the focus of Peter's preaching was on the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of Romans, chapter number 1, Paul said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." You and I must recognize that the theme of the Bible has been the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Romans chapter number 6, Paul asked this question. He said, "Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we, the dead to sin, live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection." So Paul is telling us about our salvation and how that it is connected with the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of Mark, chapter 15, and I'm not going to read verbatim verses number 16 through verse number 47. Those are the areas that I want to just bring out a few points this evening. You can look at also Matthew chapter 27, John chapter number 18, Luke chapter number 22, and it will also give you this particular rendition of the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ. When you and I look at the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ, there was nothing more painful, there was nothing more humiliating than to be crucified. Our Lord went through 6 trials before His crucifixion. Every one of these were what I call a false trial. They were illegal trials. The Sanhedrin, the Jews, had made up their mind that they were going to crucify the Son of God. And they did. And they got the support and the encouragement, not only of the crowd, but they had that encouragement from those individuals who were in power, and that would have been the Roman governor, and that would have been Pontius Pilate. There are so many stories told about Pontius Pilate and about what happened to him later. You remember that he said, I do not find anything wrong with this man, and he washed his hands of the matter. You know, isn't it amazing that there are folks today who'd like to wash their hands of Jesus Christ? They would like to completely shut down the name of Jesus in the minds and in the hearts of individuals. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ has been in the minds of individuals for over 2,000 years and in prophecy for over 2,000 years. So if man thinks he can shut down the name of Jesus Christ, because the Bible says that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. The time will come. You know, there are those who will say to you, there are no atheists in hell. And they're not. Because, my friend, I'm going to tell you, they will be as the rich man. And the Bible says he lift up his eyes being in torment and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried, "Father Abraham, have mercy upon me." So when you and I turn your Bibles to the book of Mark, chapter number 15, and I want to look at the first of all, I want to look at what took place. There was a scourging of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not going to dwell on some of these because we have already done that. There was the scourging of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you will keep in mind that scourging was not 40 stripes save one, that our Lord again was beaten by the Romans And they had one rule, and that is, do not kill him. However, even there were those who died after having gone through the excruciating pain of being scourged. Secondly, there was great scoffing on that occasion. Look at the Bible for an example. Turn in Mark chapter number 6 or 15 and verse 16. The Bible says, and you're going to see that in this scoffing, you're going to see the soldiers, you're going to see the crowd, you're going to see the chief priests, you're going to see the transgressors. My friend, there were not any of the, they were all involved in the scoffing of our Lord Jesus Christ. You had the scourging, look at the scoffing. Look at verse 16. The soldiers led him away into the hall called Praetorium, and they called together the whole band. This is not a few people. And they clothed him with purple and plaited a crown of thorns and put it upon his head. They mocked him. The Bible said they began to salute him. Hail, King of the Jews. They're making fun of him. They are scoffing at him. Can you and I just imagine the humiliation that you and I would experience? This is the Son of God. Do you remember on the cross, they tried to give him the gall and tried to soften it? Our Lord wouldn't take that. He would not take it because he endeavored to suffer the pain of the cross for the sins of the world. Now look at this passage of Scripture. They salute him, Hail, King of the Jews. Now, not only do we have a scourging, not only do we have a scoffing, but look at what happens. He is smitten as well. Look at verse number 19. And they smote him on the head with a reed, and then they did spit upon him. They scourged him. They scoffed at him. They smote him. And they spit upon him. When an individual is simply asked, will you not be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins? And you, no. I don't believe we won't have to do that. My friend, listen, I want you to remember something. And maybe in our Bible studies and in our communication with individuals with whom we are endeavoring to teach, that we do not impress upon them what Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has done for man to be saved eternally. And then, the transgressors, they ridiculed him. Take your Bibles and turn to Mark chapter 15. Go over to verse number 28. The Bible says, and the Scripture was fulfilled which saith, and he was numbered with the transgressors. Well, who are they? Back up verse 27. And with him they crucified two thieves, the one on his right hand and the other on his left. One of those thieves, they ridiculed him. But so now I want you to just kind of surround yourself with where we are. The chief priest, the soldiers, the crowd, the transgressors, the disciples have fled. In the book of Luke, chapter number 27, the Bible says, and there they watched him. So we see the scourging. We see the scoffing. We see the smiting. We see the spittle. And then, ladies and gentlemen, they crucified the Lord Jesus Christ on that cross. One thing is clear. The first century executions were not like the modern ones, for they did not seek a quick, painless death, nor the preservation of any measure of dignity for the criminal. On the contrary, can you imagine this? Imagine that. On the contrary, they sought an agonizing torture which completely humiliated him. And it is important that we understand this. For this helps us to realize the agony of Christ's death. I go back now, folks, to the book of Revelation, chapter number 13, verse number 8. Let me give you three passages and the essence of those three. In Revelation chapter 13, verse number 8. In Ephesians chapter number 1 and verse number 4. And in Titus chapter number 1 and verse number 2, the Bible says that Christ was slain from the foundation of the world. That makes the verse in John chapter 3 and verse 16, does it not, more meaningful? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. It's just amazing to me. I hear folks, they know that verse and they'll quote that verse. But have we ever come to the grasp that what Jesus did? When John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Our Lord Jesus Christ lifted up His voice and said, my God, why hast Thou forsaken me? And in a short time, He gave up the ghost and died. The veil of the temple was rent. Darkness hovered over the face of the earth. And a disciple by the name of Joseph of Arimathea went and took His body. And in the book of Mark, chapter number 15, look at the last verse there. The Bible says, and Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joses, beheld where He was laid. Why? For us. For you and me. That you and I can take the message of salvation, preach that message to the world.